Blog Talk Radio.
You can make it.
You can make it.
Hold on.
Amen, 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 amen. The just shall live. So how should they live? How should they really live? Those that truly seek the Most High, they're not perfect, but they love the Father. They seek His Word, and they live unselfish lives to further His plan. But more importantly, the reason we call them the just is because they trust in the finished work that the Father done on Golgotha. When the Messiah offered up Himself as the Lamb, just like Israel had been killing lambs forever. But this time, this lamb was to die and shed his blood and live this sacrificial life and be killed by the hands of man at the Father's will as the lamb, innocent, slain before the foundations of the earth, as the scriptures would call it. Took care of our sins once and forever. Those of us that trust and believe this, first of all, that's not even something you do on your own efforts. That's a gift as well, just to simply believe. Such a powerful, powerful story. Those of us that believe that our sins, past, present, and future, is wiped away by what the Most High did on Calvary called Golgotha. The Bible says that Christ becomes our righteousness, just like when Israel, when they slayed that lamb, their sins was washed away. At that particular moment, Israel was as righteous as the Most High. They were as righteous as the Most High. He's the one who set that system up, folks. So those of us that trust in the slain lamb called Christ, the Messiah, our sins too are wiped away, and we've been given a righteousness that we can never perform on our best day. So now that we've been made clean by the blood of the Lamb, we're supposed to live lives that line up with that cleanliness. We're supposed to do it with all our might. We call it a consecrated life. We're supposed to consecrate our lives. But the righteousness is a free gift. That righteousness makes us as righteous as the Father. So when people say, anybody perfect? Well, the Father's eyes, He made us perfect through the finished work of Christ. It's not something we did, because we are a joke. We're a joke. We can never pull off that. We're too iffy, too sometimey, too flesh-driven. But our righteousness comes as a gift, folks. So when I hear that song, it's just not another little nice little Christian song. It's a powerful, powerful testimony to what happened for mankind. So, tonight, another night of Blog Talk Radio with your host, Five Smooth Stones. I'm Brother Seth. A little challenge tonight, that's why I'm kind of glad we have a guest. A little tired. Had a rough day at work, and this heat is taking a lot out of, I think, everybody. So anyway, we're here, and we're ready. I am ready, even though I'm just not 100%. I know Brother Joseph Johnson is. And we're going to have him on in a little while, sharing with you some things. This brother, I tell you, he is amazing. It's just amazing how you can go to prison. I've always said that they can just make those guys study, spend their time wisely, that they will be a profound experience. You know, you got them for 15, 20, 30, 40, 100 years, why not just make it mandatory that they study the Bible? Well, that's exactly what this brother did. He went, studied the Bible, and began to learn some things that you just can't learn unless you put your feet to the fire and begin to study the Most High's Word. And that's what he did. And I have no doubt that he is going to be one of those brothers y'all are going to hear about a lot in the future. Brother Joseph I. Johnson. Brother Joseph I. Johnson. Joseph Isaiah Johnson. He'll be on a little bit, but until I bring him on, just want to just go over a few things that we try to do every week. And that is to remind everybody that we are, for those of y'all that are listening on your cell phone, some of y'all are not at the website. Some of y'all never even been to the website. You've told me. You simply call that number. And so just so you know, we're at blogtalkradio.com/5smoothstones/5smoothstones. That's 5_smooth_stones. You have to put the underscore. Once you get to our front page, to the right of that picture is a link to Google. Go to Google, click on the link, go to Google, and that will be the library, my library. This is a lot of the books that have changed my life over the years. Check it out. Buy some of those books. Those are some profound people that I can tell you. Many of them are filled with the Spirit. Some of them may not be so much filled with the Spirit, but they have presented some profound truth that somehow, truth is truth. It don't matter who you are. And while everybody, I can't say is filled with the Spirit, I can say this about the authors in that library. They produce truth that set free, that makes free, as the Bible says it. So check out the authors. They're all types of subjects, all five of the subjects we talk about. As you know, Five Smooth Stones really is about five topics that I talk about all the time. And by the way, those of y'all that really like the show, because I've had so many of you that say, oh, I just really love the show. Well, I want y'all to prove that and show your support by sharing this show. What you want to do is, while you listen to the show, click on the word share and type into somebody's email address, and guess what? They'll get the same show as a reminder. If they're up and about right now, they'll join you now. Otherwise, they'll be sure to listen to it on the archives. Now, I'm telling y'all right now, you're going to want to share this information. I don't bring people on who I feel like don't love the Most High. I don't bring people on who I feel like don't have a relationship with the Most High. I try to bring people on that fear the Most High. I try to bring people on that really and truly want to make something out of their try to bring people on that want to make a change in this world and that seek truth like some of you do. And I try to bring people on that I believe that love people. I try to bring people on that, just walk in love towards everybody. If it's about hatred and down with the white man or down with black people or down with Hispanics, I run from them, folks, and you should too. So, anyway, there you have it. Please go to the link in Google and educate yourself. I know y'all some smart people already, but it's not going to hurt to learn a few more things. And I'm telling you, we got some heavy hitters in that library. Tonight, Again, we are five smooth stones. We're the host. I'm Brother Seth. We're going to be interviewing again Brother Joseph Isaiah Johnson. And I've said it many times before, this brother was locked up in the prison system, but he didn't let that ruin his life. He didn't let it just take away everything. He sought the Most High. He had an uncle, a grandfather that was instrumental in his life that shared some things with him, which grandfathers should, more grandfathers should do the same thing that his grandfather done. And telling him about the world to come, his grandfather had served in one of the wars, I think it was World War II, and once he came home, he was enlightened by what he had saw in the war and began to share with different people. And one of the people he shared with was his grandson, who you're about to hear from, Joseph Isaiah Johnson. And that was a seed. And once Joseph got to, once he got to prison, he had time to think about a lot of the mistakes he made. And he took it upon himself to start studying this so-called one-world government. He was wanting to know who was in control. He was wanting to know what was really going on. You know, he had a lot of time to talk to the Most High about this, I'm sure. He had a lot of time to ponder his life. And, you know, he had mentioned to me that 1 minute of him making a mistake caused him to be in prison 15 years. And I'm sure he'll share this with you a little bit more. And he talks about how that really bothers him, how his life was changed over literally 1 minute. So that caused him to start digging and digging. And Most High obviously began to start showing him a lot of this stuff because he was able to get the attention of some powerful people in the United States. They started more like recruiting him and start sending him information, as you know people do sometimes. And he got some visit by some very prominent people in prison. You know, not that I need to mention it, but some Caucasian men, older men. One was in the chief of staff. And one was in media. I don't think they actually visited him. One that was in the media didn't actually visit him. But I'm going to let him talk about that here in a second. Let me just go ahead and while I'm waiting on him to call, I'll just go ahead and just finish giving his intro. I thought he had called by now, but I know he had a lot on his plate, but. We're blessed to have this brother. We're blessed to have him. And I want y'all tonight to call in, make comments. If you disagree with him, let him know you disagree with him. Don't run from him. We need the dialogue. We need to think. You can't be productive, and you'll never know truth listening to people that think like you. You got to go outside of your comfort zone and listen to people who can't stand you. Listen to their angle. Listen to your enemy's angle. And listen to your friend's angle and listen to people that don't have nothing to do with neither one of you or your enemy. Listen to their angle. I try to when I'm searching truth. As you know, I've shared this many times on the show. The way you find truth, to me, there's some ways, and I'll go ahead and share them with you now while we're waiting on Brother Johnson to call. Where you find truth is if you're following the Holy Spirit, Well, first and foremost, the best way to get truth is following the Holy Spirit. And I know people think I'm being spooky and Holy Spirit. I mean, no, really, folks, there is a such thing. The Bible says in the book of Acts that it was poured out upon all flesh. Everybody have the Holy Spirit in their life. If you are a believer, it's leading and guiding you into all truth. If you're not a believer and you think this stuff is hocus pocus, people being religious like Brother Seth, then its job is to convict you and to convince to you who the Father is. Bible says that no man knoweth the spirit of no man knoweth the man except the spirit of a man, and no man knoweth the Father except the spirit of the Father. And this is what we call the Holy Spirit. His job is to reveal who the Father is. That's the number one way for you to really find out what is going on. The Bible says, Christ said that the Holy Spirit would lead and guide you into all truth. You want to know truth? Do you want to know truth? If you want to know truth, Christ said the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. That's the number one way to find out the Father's plan upon the earth. That's number one. If you're not as in tune with the Holy Spirit like you should be, there is another way. Follow the money trail. Who profits in the end? Who profits in the end? Yeah. Who profits in the end? When it's all said and done, when somebody tell you something, ask yourself, okay, if what I'm hearing is true, you know, or when you see a news, something happen like 911, classic example. Fast forward 911 to after everything is said and done, the smoke clears. Who profited? Who profited in 911's event? That's a good way to find out who's behind 911. Here's another way you get truth. I've named two so far. Holy Spirit, number two, follow the money trail. Here's another good one. Interview the so-called bad guy. Listen to the press from countries where the so-called bad guy lives. What does Islam have to say about what happened? 911. Oh, these are radical Muslims. Don't listen to them. Folk, Islam has been around forever. It is one of the one of the religions of the world. And all religions of the world is an enemy to Satan. You might think Islam is a religion of Satan. It's not true. Islam is so intertwined with Christianity. Christianity is so intertwined with Islam. Till it's amazing. It'll make your head spin. They have Abraham. We have Abraham. They claim to believe everything Christ said. They just don't believe he was the Son of the Most High. I'm saying to you, when people follow the Most High and they're true in their hearts, no matter what they call their religion, when they are really following the Most High and following his laws, seeking his laws, you better leave those people alone. What does the billions of Muslims have to say about September the 11th? Surely all billion of them people ain't wrong. What do their media say? And furthermore, you know, like I said, interview the so-called bad guy. What are they saying? Islam is such an enemy now. Why? Another thing, another way to get truth, never listen to people who have a history of lying to you. That's the first thing you should do, is just turn off all these people with bad credit of lying to you. Why should you give them another loan of your mind and your trust when they have bad credit of lying to you? Quit listening to liars. That's why I'm thankful for the internet, because of all these so-called dissident voices out here that are trying their best to tell the truth, and many of us are not getting paid one red cent. That's another thing. Try to see if you can get truth from people that's not getting paid. Because just your little comments, oh, Brother Seth, you're really saying some sharp stuff. That's not enough. That's not enough for us, really. We don't. That's not enough to keep us going. We do it because we want to educate our people. We do it because we want to bless the Most High. We do it because we want to enlighten our people. So, folks, I'm going to say this to you again. There's more than one way to get truth. Truth can be proven many ways, through science, through the scriptures, through common sense, through old age. After a while, you start looking at these cycles in life. They call them cycles. You know, the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. That's another way you get truth. I forgot about that. There's nothing new under the sun. That's a principle. So if there's nothing new under the sun, that means everything is repeating itself, right? So after you live long enough, you begin to see cycles. But you don't have to live old to see cycles. You just have to study. You can be young and understand these same cycles. Everything is repeating after itself. Nobody's doing nothing new. So once you understand the cycles, you can predict what people are going to do next, because they're doing the same old thing over and over and over. That, what I just said, is major. I know y'all just sitting there listening to me, probably chilling, you know, surfing the net or whatever, but I'm telling you, what I just dropped on you was major. Major, major, major. So, I'm telling y'all, there's more than one way. There's more than one way. So, what do y'all think of that? I'm telling you. Now, y'all got me thinking about this even more. After you say stuff, you start thinking about it, because I hadn't really thought about these ways in a while. But I'm telling you, there's more than one way to get truth. You don't have to be fooled by NBC, ABC, CBS. These clowns have had you in bondage long enough. I shouldn't say clowns. I should keep everybody in a respectable light. But, I mean, I really don't respect them, because I know they're bought and paid for. I know there's very few brains. It's not a democracy. It's CNN, ABC, CBS. It's rich people behind that, pushing their agenda, that one world government, the new world order that we talk about on this show. That's what these folks are. I just don't have much respect for them. Just don't have much respect for people like that. So I'm telling you, folks, I hope y'all are taking notes. Hope you're taking notes as far as those reasons I've named, because I'm serious. I'm serious. You got to remember that the Holy Spirit is the number one way. And second, follow the money trail. Who prosper from what is being said is going on? Who prosper? Well, let's see here. I think we may have Brother Joseph trying to call me, and we'll see if he can if I can get a hold of him. Call it. And let me talk when she gets. So I'm gonna call him on another phone. Hold on. Everybody can just hold 1 second. If everybody can just hold 1 second. Tell you what, let me go to this song I was gonna play later, but I'll go ahead and play it now. So if y'all can just hold on 1 second, I want to play this song for you. So just be patient, give him time to call, and I'll like I said, I wanted to play this earlier. I'll just go ahead and play this now for you. Think about the words of this song, okay? Think about the words of this song. This is kind of what we're dealing with right now. Brother Joseph, if you're there, please press 1 on your phone. I just want to make sure this keyboard is working right. Press 1 on your phone, sir, please. And while I'm waiting on you to do that, let me Okay, here we go. Before I go to you, Brother Joseph, let's see who this is. I think somebody had a question. Erico 740, did you have a question? Somebody at Erico 740, did you have a question? Okay.
No, he's calling him.
I'm sorry. Speak again, please.
No, just making sure it went blank. I was just making sure we were still on air.
Okay, all right. Appreciate you listening.
All right, brother.
Okay. Brother Joseph Isaiah Johnson, hey. Are you there?
I'm here.
How you doing tonight, my brother?
I'm doing great, you know. Doing great.
Yeah, I gave a little intro there. I was waiting for you to call. I know you had some things going on your end, but it's good to have you on the show again another week. Just want to thank you for your time, man. I really value your time, and I was just telling everybody how you had spent the 15 years in prison and how you had your grandfather had touched your life with some things he said after he served in World War II, and that kind of laid the foundation for you to go and study some things on your own. And this was kind of giving you a little intro, and I want you to go ahead and touch on that before you begin, if you don't mind, just how your grandfather touched your life and after he come from the war and some of the things he might have said. Go ahead. I'm just going to jump right in, my brother. I'd already been talking about you. Go right ahead.
Okay. But don't leave me hanging there.
I won't. Go right ahead.
Okay. Peace, everyone. First off, I'd like to, start off with, how all this stuff sparking in my brains. It was when my grandfather came back from World War II, he left two daughters and a wife back. And he said he drove trucks and jeeps. So come to find out, he could have been one of them cannonball drivers, driving supplies up to the front lines and bringing wounded back. See what I'm saying? So after he come home, he had the type of wife, that couldn't relate to him, speaking on what he learned, because he found the truth over there. He found the truth. And he said they was calling them American boys peacekeepers. That was before the United Nations came about. Because we had this.
Why did they call the American black soldiers peacekeepers? I don't understand that. Why was that?
That was the United Nations. That was the chain. The New World Order formulating what they want out of chaos. See what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
He come back home. And he bring the wall back home with him from what he learned over there. So what he was saying was. The next wall gonna be over here on the soil of the United States.
You're talking about a world war.
Yeah. Well, I don't know which a conflict, a violent conflict. You can call it a war. Whatever you want. It's gonna
because
be some
there's
blood.
Been many wars since World War II. It couldn't have been the next war because there's been many wars since World War II. You're saying he meant World War III?
No. He talking about an upcoming conflict that going to kick off here in the United States.
Go ahead.
That's what I was trying to explain to you. See, he discovered a truth. The same education I received, he received. That's like John Kennedy. Do you think John Kennedy fully understood this truth when he got in that White House? Good question.
Kennedy did make a bold statement
talking about a new world order, and he warned America against it. And he's really the one, the first president I know of that blew the whistle on this wicked,
he was the only one. That's why I asked you, do you think he knew the truth? No, he didn't know the truth, because he found out that he have legislation and stuff to sign off on, and he don't know where it's coming from. He got to sign off on. He said, oh, what the hell is I'm signing here? He can't renege on it. But back to my granddaddy, right? This man, you know, he'll be sitting around the house and you know, he's seeing the future of America. Because my grandma would see him going in that area, and she said, Charlie, don't you start it. But see, my mama used to listen to him. My mama was the oldest one, and it was a younger sister under her, you know, because he left two daughters. But my mama used to listen to him, and he used to open up to my mama. This was like in the, when he came back, you know, from her being a little girl, you know, and because my mama used to tell me different things, you know, and buying me coming into this thing. That's why it took and hit me when I started seeing this stuff what Al Cuppy was talking about and what Serge Maness was talking about. And it just hit me right there.
Hey, now, hold up. You got people that didn't hear you last week, so you got to introduce who are those people you're talking about. Spell their names out, because people on the net, they want to know. They don't necessarily believe you, and you got to treat it like you're all over. You don't have to say, listen, hold on a second. Joseph, you don't have to say every single thing you said last week, but you got a lot of people that are hearing you. They don't know you from jump. They may not even trust what you're saying. They may not like the way you're talking. And so, what you got to do, hold on. What you got to do is establish yourself, establish these people. Who are they? Give them their spelling, because I already checked them out, and I can tell the people, those that trust me, I can tell you those people he's naming is no joke in terms of educating the world about the new world order. And the fact that you came across them, a black young man in prison, and that they sought you out, and one of them visited you, and the problems you had with the warden at your prison. And I don't know if this is for those that didn't hear last week. This brother was known. He's been to prison. He was there for 15 years, but he just didn't go to prison. He made a name at those prisons. Everybody came to him for the knowledge. I mean, they said, hey, you know, he was the man in those prisons, the number one person to go to. In terms of understanding these things that's going on in our nation, in terms of the New World Order, secret society, Federal Reserve, different things like that, they will come to him. And I just think it's fascinating that this young black man, now probably middle-aged black man, spent his time in prison, came out, paid his dues, made a mistake, but while he was in there, he began to shake up the prison, and those people sought him out. It became a kind of a I'll let you talk more about that, but I just wanted to kind of give everybody an intro, because there are some people listening to you tonight. I'm telling you, they don't know you from jump, and they listen for the first time, and they're saying, I don't know who this guy is. People have a tendency to judge how you articulate, and I just want them to know this brother is no joke, okay? Y'all want to hear truth. You want to hear somebody that know what's going on. Sometimes, let me just share this, and then I'm going to hand the mic over to you. Sometimes, the Bible says it very clearly, that in the latter days, that the Most High would use the foolish to confound the wise. he's not going through a lot of these churches. Folks, I've been trying to tell everybody for years, the church has been hijacked a long time ago. Y'all not going to get them out of these churches other than the basics, the milk. And the milk is important. I'm not belittling milk. But you're just going to find out who Christ is. You're going to find out what he done for you in on the earth. And that is good. You need that. I'm not belittling the milk. But Paul said, let us go on to meat. You're not going to get meat in a lot of these churches, because these churches know if they tell the truth about the New World Order and secret society, that they are going to run off their members, and their members got money. And when their members go, so go their money. And these pastors are in bondage to the pocketbook of their follower, of their, you know, members. And that's the hijacking of the church as we know it. So everybody's trying to make everybody feel good, say wonderful things, claim your blessings. Today is your day. Enlarge thy territory. God's getting ready to bless you. God, get ready. This is what they're doing. And I'm not talking about no one person. So the church has been hijacked. So the Most High is using networks like this and other networks to get his prophets to speak, because, you know, this brother that I'm interviewing right now, he ain't getting paid. Y'all ain't giving him a dime. He ain't giving me a dime. Why would we lie to y'all? So get your pencils out, your pens, your notebooks, your Bibles, and get ready, because we're going to go through some serious, we're going to tread some deep waters. It's just that simple, folks, okay? You got to quit listening to people that's paid to tell the truth. Got to quit listening to people that's on salary, because they are not going to tell you the truth, because they would jeopardize their salary. I mean, would you, some of y'all, if you made $1 million a year preaching two or three things, would you start talking about we Israel? Would you start talking about the New World Order? Would you start talking about wars been planned 30 years ahead of time? Would you start talking about how the Bible has been hijacked? Would you start talking about a lot of controversial things? No, you're going to preach those four things that bring you that $1 million. Well, that's what happened. Go ahead, Brother Joseph. I just had to get that in there. But talk a little bit about your prison time. Don't forget to throw it in there, because people want to hear about that.
True. But you know, sir, I'm going to say this, what you were saying about the preachers and everything, right? I be rolling so fast, and I be losing my train of thought on other stuff that I want to hit to. But to add on what you were saying about the churches and the preachers, see, they gave us an episode doing that South Africa thing, the ecumenical movement. They get out, you know, okay. the World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches. They get all this money from these churches, you know, when John and Susan go to church and get a offering, right? And what the church do? Put the money in the bank, right?
Okay.
They the one finance that revolution. They played a big part in South Africa. Getting ANC, them what they call them, AK-47s and the other ones. They fight the Zulus, because the Zulus, you know, didn't swallow, you know, the Kool-Aid. And a lot of Zulus, you know, lost their lives, you know. But I'm telling you,
Now, some people hear with you, and they think you're talking about Jim Jones. When you say swallow the Kool-Aid, you got to be careful. Everybody don't understand that language. But what do you mean by the Zulus? Break it down. This is serious stuff. Go ahead.
I got you. Come on. I'm telling you how these people take over countries.
Right, but you just got to be careful slang, because everybody don't know what you mean when you say the Zulu swallowing Kool-Aid. Now, you mentioned economical churches and the world churches, and I follow you on that.
Yeah,
go ahead. You
know, they didn't go along with the train of thought of communism, what I'm trying to say.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah,
all right, lay it down.
Yeah. All right, so back on to, you know, my little experiences, right? Obviously, the type of education where they stop teaching in the colleges, see what I'm saying? You know, like the Committee of Un-American Activities. See, you don't have none of that no more.
The what?
See what I'm saying? The Committee of Un-American Activities.
The Committee of Un-American Activities.
Yes. That's you know, communist groups, socialist groups, you know, like the Rockefellers and all them, you know, the United Nations. You know, remember how I told you who financed
you know
the United Nations?
Hold on a second. I got to give you. And see, just like you just spit that out like that's not nothing. That's something I haven't heard of in a long, long, long time. And I'm saying, that's what I mean, how you were just throwing it out there like it ain't nothing. And folks don't understand. What is this brother saying? But,
hey,
you know,
look.
So y'all right there at the computers, just type in it, you know, Committee of Un-American
Activities. I don't see no bad on the chat line.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. There was up to like 18 people. So you might not see them, but they're there. Something's wrong with your computer.
Okay?
But go ahead. Go ahead. Do your thing. I'm going to monitor the chat room for you.
It's also called
House of Un-American Activities.
Now, all that type of stuff, you know, Hearns and stuff, you know. Hearns, you know. See the hen, you know, guarding the chicken house now. And where we at now is they at war right now. See all that fires and everything and all the flooding, that is an act of war against the United States. We coming hard. But see, you had some that want to give you a violent revolution, forget it all, just kill everybody. But you had the other one, no, let's give them a slow, gradual.
Okay, now, hold on. That's like an accusation, not an accusation. Yeah, it is. What do you mean when you say the fires is starting? Come on, break it down. You just can't say that. Where do you get your proof from? Why are you saying that? How do you know?
Hey,
go ahead.
Okay, look. Never mind. Maybe I'm spinning, spinning too fast for you. But these people have been trying to get the United States for a long, long, long time. But see,
what people?
That's a good question. Who are these people? You know, but a lot of the Rockefeller money financed this stuff. Then you got other people in it, you know, your blue blood and your Germanics and your Russia.
Hold on, wait.
Your Vatican.
Hold on, wait a minute. We've been hearing a long time about the Rockefellers. And I mean, I hope they are really behind a lot of this because they surely been blamed for it. But I mean, what do you mean by some of these other names? Okay, slowly say these names. I mean, you're doing a good. I appreciate you doing what you do, but just go a little slower because some people want to write down what you say. Because I'm telling them,
it's
I would have
you
on the show.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say it like this here. School is out. Close your books. That would I be telling various people that I see. I haven't opened a Bible in a while. See, all that you've been learning for the last 10, 5, 15, 20 years, you got to carry that with you. It's a seal on you. See, remember me saying, you better work while the grass is green, because that grass going to turn it going to turn brighter. Bro, this is the generation, baby. I don't know what to expect, but I ain't going to let fear have it. See what I'm saying? But
right.
We at this stage of war right now. Now, remember that red Kachina and that blue Kachina?
No.
Remember Slow Walker 700?
Okay.
Hold on.
That's a good one right there. Hold on, brother Johnson. That is a good one. Explain to the people Slow Walker, because that really touched me, that information. I checked it out, and I was blown away by that. Explain what Slow Walker is.
Look, put in the chat how anybody ever saw that YouTube.
I'll tell you what, I'll put in the chat room the link to Slow Walker. I just don't want people looking at it while we're talking, because obviously it's just going to take from what we're saying. They can look at it later on, but I'm going to actually find that video. But you got to check out this video by Slow Walker. Slow Walker is the person that posts these videos of the American Indians, and these folks is black as I don't know what.
I ain't the blue myself, huh? Go ahead.
But these
Go
are
ahead,
the original Indians, but a lot of people know about them, but I just thought it was a trip. These Indians looking like they're looking. I ain't never seen no Indians that black. But I'll post that, but go ahead and make your point.
Okay, but I'm gonna go ahead in that category now, and try to, you know, have the thought to bounce back. You see them Indians, bro, Seth?
Yes.
Them was the people that was in the Grand Canyon. We don't know when they came over here, how long they was over. They might have been over here 2,000 years, 1,500 years. See what I'm saying? Them was the people when they came out of the Grand Canyon or got driven out. See what I'm saying? Look at the whole passage, because, see, that's why people can't go back up in that damn Grand Canyon. Because if you could, the white man went back there, and you know what his ass saw? He saw an upright sphinx and writings on the wall and some mummies.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm listening.
And remember that saying I told you, I quoted to you today, where they call them medicine men, prophet men, or whatever, right? You know, the spiritual ones amongst them. Told all of them. Said, little brother going to be coming in the near future. And when he come, don't you raise a gun up at him. You teach him. Whatever he don't know, whatever he lacking, you teach him.
Now, hold on. Who said this? Who said what you just said?
That was a prophecy. That was a prophecy. See how the Hopi got their little prophecies and everything, you know. But see,
okay, hold on. When you say the Hopi, you got to talk a little slow. People don't know who that is, man. I'm telling you. You got to break down everything you say, because they don't know who you're talking about. I'm telling you. I know I don't know.
I'm going to say it like this.
Hold on a second, Joseph. Let's back up for a second. This is what I want you to do, if you can, if possible. I know you got a lot to say. You're going to share. You're going to keep on putting out new information.
See, I want to hit this point before I forget it, right? See, you got racism in that too, right? See, you got white Indians stealing somebody's identity too. Everybody's stealing our identity. That's why they didn't want them white people to dig up the earth all around up in that area, because they knew when they dig it up, it won't identify with them.
The white Indians, the ones that,
you know, that's why we don't know each other now, because they done mixed in with us so much, and when they got lighter, they thought they was better than the darker ones, so they split off and went, you know, however it happened.
Okay, where did you get that information from? Because somebody's going to want to say, hey, that sounds interesting. Is that true or not? Where did he get that from? Where did you get that information from?
Well, see, you know, that was before I went to penitentiary that I, you know, got the lesson on that. You know, but, you know, that's why you have a spirit and a mind. If you can't, you know, discern that, then that's on you. I ain't gonna spend my $1,000 on wheels. I want to go places before my rubber burn out. So whatever sounds suspicious to them, that's on them. You know, that's on them.
But you said you studied that. Now, you know what? It's funny you saying that, because I'm sitting here not saying nothing, but actually I've heard it too. I've heard about the dark Indian, the black Indians. We have people. This is why I tell everybody, go to my library. You go to www.blogtalkradio.com/5.
But where they came from?
Hold on. Let's just cool down here. You go to my front page. Click on that link, 5 smooth stones, 5 underscore smooth underscore stones, and you will find books that's talking about what this brother is saying. I'm just putting fire under him tonight and trying to find out how did he find out. But I know for a fact that what he is saying is true. But when we're talking like this, especially in the New World Watch Society, that's the name of the show, New World Watch Society, we are a group of people that sit around and talk
Some of y'all in the chat room, y'all, I call y'all the New World Watch Society. We're watching the New World Order. We're watching what they're doing. We're questioning what they're doing. We're trying to find out. We're seeking the Most High to see what is these vicious people doing to our planet, because we want to be those that, like the virgins in the Bible, we want to keep out. We want to be alert and aware for the Messiah when he comes. We want to be alert and aware. We don't want to be somewhere asleep. We don't want to be giving strength to the enemy. So we are those that are seeking truth. So I'm just saying to him, how do you know? How do you know, Brother Joseph? But believe me, if he's saying something crazy and I don't think it's true and I think it's leading people astray, I would say something, just so everybody know that. This brother here, I just liked him. I've always liked this brother because he say things. He don't always give the credit behind how he get his information. I have to kind of remind him. I'm put you on the spot on that. But this brother has a lot of vital information. So let's just, again, take notes. Y'all write some of this stuff down, go research, and you'll find it to be true. The Slow Walker, I'm still looking for it in my YouTube. I'm trying to talk and getting sidetracked, but eventually I'm going to post this on in the chat room. But Slow Walker, again, is someone that put these videos out there about blacks in ancient times, and they got a video out there about the ancient American Indians, and they got pictures of them, and I'm telling you, folks, they are black, black, black. You're not going to believe that the American Indian is black, but he is right. The racism was alive well back then. The white Indians started taking credit.
Go ahead. Everybody,
everybody
was wanting to be yourself for us. You know, but let me see, where else I want to go? Okay, I'm going to go this here. See, brother, it ain't time to be taking no snap. You got to put it up in your software and download it or stuff. You got to carry this with you through the storm. That's like these white folks asking the questions, where is our gold? Wonder is any gold in what's that place? Fort Knox,
right?
I'm gonna tell you where they gold at. They gold. They gave a pallet full to Russia.
True.
She got caught. She got caught. Gave Janet Napolitano. Solicit a letter to them people over there, and she was asking. I forgot the number of her gauge, but it adds up to be like 100,000 Sputniks and GRUs and other Syrian soldiers. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay. So this had got out. Well, I don't know how it got out, but from what I read of it, right? It was about 2.5-3 years ago when this came out. This flag officer, a full bird, like a 2-star general or 1-star general, colonel, something. He was a full bird. He married a Russian woman. And the Russian woman had a first cousin in the higher upper echelon of the Russian military. You follow
okay.
me?
So, okay.
So this guy came out through the cousin from the cousin that got the cousin, in the military in Russia. They got out like that. So he went over there to the Kremlin. They went underground because you got about 7 levels of probably more than that. He said he went all the way down in the ground, and they had a meeting about this. So he was trying to influence or to tell these people in the Kremlin don't participate in that. If you do, it's going to be, heavy consequences. So when this man, when the woman that he married, first cousin, heard this,
they went off after the meeting. They went off into his office. He went to his file cabinet and pulled out a copy where Jan and Napolitano was soliciting elite fighting soldiers from Russia. And the payoff would be a pallet full of gold. And the man saw that letter, and he said, "I guess I would like to have some Russian vodka." You know, he said, "You know,
I'm telling you
how they're using the money. They're using the money to finance to pay off these soldiers, these governments for bringing their soldiers over here. I could see a C-130 Luftwaffe almost any time here in Richmond. I saw a plane today about two sizes bigger than a Cessna with a disc on it, you know, where it can really jam frequencies and everything, you know. And see, we have an Navy exercise on our coastlines of Virginia now. You got several countries, France, Germany, Russia. You see what I'm saying? It's over
okay.
for the United States. It's over.
Okay.
If I would tell you.
Okay, let me just say this. Let me just interrupt for a second. Again, everybody, we're talking to Joseph Isaiah Johnson. This brother is one of those. I think he don't know it yet, but he.
Hold up. Let me see. See what dude put right here. Hold up. Several U.S. congressmen have tried to audit the Fort Knox to inventory the gold, and they were blocked. Look, it don't make a difference whether they get in there or not. All these, see, they don't need you no more, Mr. White Man. They don't need you no more. They don't need your slavery tax dollars no more, because they've been using your tax dollars to overthrow other countries, like the Cultural Revolution over in China and World War II, where the Bush had almost caught the war crime case, you know, for trading with the enemy type stuff. Hey, I'm traveling too fast, man. Where was that, brother?
Well, let me just say this. I just want to just interject here because I've got a lot of people that's joining us. As we speak, we keep getting more people joining the chat room and on the phone lines for sure. So I just want to say, again, we're talking to brother Joseph Isaiah Johnson. And this brother is a black man, as y'all probably can, you know, tell. And he is was incarcerated for 15 years. And his grandfather, who served in World War II, started it with him a long time ago as far as researching what's going on. He put a seed in him, and Joseph got in trouble with the law, and he ended up in prison. And he could talk about that if he wanted to later on. But in prison, he began to really start studying, and he got the attention of some key people, some very rebels in our country, one of which, who was the surgeon on the chief of staff?
Al Cupid was an action officer under the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was on the lower levels of it. Yeah.
And so this he called him out and began to send him material and begin to befriend him, and they developed a relationship. And then there were some other people. Who paid your visit again? I'm sorry. In prison,
yeah,
who actually came to see you? It was
Al
that's the one that was serving the chief of staff.
Yeah.
The guy you just described. Okay, now, so who was the media guy, the journalist that took an interest in?
That was Serge Maness. He was a French-Canadian. That was over there in Quebec, over that side of Canada.
And I want you to talk about some of the. These are people that were very much in the light. Now, the Maness guy did some research. I did research on both of them.
Both of these people is all over the internet. That don't mean they write because they're over the internet, but they are vehemently against the New World Order. They are outspoken against it. They have devoted their lives, seem like, to it. And so these are just two people that have touched his brother's life. As he talk more, you're going to hear other people that. And go ahead and just share with them a little bit about the prison aspect of it, if you don't mind. I know you did it last week, Joseph, but a lot of people don't know quite what happened to you in prison. If you want to share what you did in prison, how you worked, what
okay,
you did to get there. Hold on. You don't have to go there. You don't have to go there. But if you I just want them to know how you took that time to study. And you didn't just study, but you made you end up being the person to go to in the prisons where it related to what's going on in our world. A lot of the prisoners would come to you and ask you for material. And you had so much material coming to the prison that the warden paid you a visit. Talk about that for just a second, please.
Okay. Serge Maness, the investigator, journalist, I built a little relationship with him, and, you know, when I sent my first letter, who knows, you know, the Most High could have intercepted that letter and put his message in it. See what I'm saying? So anyway, I received so much information that the CO came back there like, I can't find
a
word.
Who is the CO?
Oh, I don't, you know, we call them COs, or, you know, prison guard. And he come back there and said, man, who the hell you know, man? You got somebody that'll send you so much damn information, man. It's boxes up there. I said, well, man, let me have all, you know, I was like, man, I want it. I need it, you know. And, you know, he said, then he went on and said, he said, you got guys up there now looking through that stuff, reading it. You know, and he said, you know, it's been up there for like a couple of days. Yeah, because he said the policemen and everybody else was looking at it. So next thing I know, the warden, unit manager, a colonel, because I never saw a leaf, you know, you don't see them much, you know, and it just was a team that came on back there in the jail, made a walkthrough, you know. You know, all of them looked in the cell, you know, and I looked every last one of them eye to eye, you know. So go ahead.
You said a colonel?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's like your sergeant, your lieutenant, your captain, you know, your little pecking order rank.
Okay.
Yeah, so all of them came back there, you know, and peeped it out. And how I know the CO told me, said, man, they came back here to see who, you know, to see what you look like, you know. And remember I told you I had passed, you know, little Tico, he was real smart. Little brother that was from out of Norfolk, Virginia. He was real smart and he was full of energy. He used to spend most of his time back there in the hole. Throwing defecation and stuff on the COs and try to stab them through the trace line. Young boy, you know, 19, 20, 21 years old. So, but he was real smart. So I sent him a kite, right? I said, look here, but you know, I want to see you.
Hold on, what is the kite?
The kite like a letter, you know.
Prison letter.
Yeah, and I threw
it. Everybody don't know that. Go ahead.
Okay. So he started reading and everything, and all the other guys used to say, wonder where Tico at, you know, making little jokes, you know. And I said, man, you know, Tico, you know, he's studying, man, you know. He going to college, you know. He getting type of education. He ain't getting nowhere else. Like, you know, we be just talking junk like that, right? But that information put little Tico on quiet time. The policeman.
Now, hold on. Tico is the person that killed himself, right?
Yeah, he wrote.
Yeah, go ahead and tell everybody about that.
Hey,
I want everybody to figure this out.
Okay, Bloodsell. See, when this thing hits you, see, this thing don't hit everybody at the same time. It's like if me and you was in a car and the car went over the cliff and both of us, we're not going to burn out the same time. See what I'm saying? So everybody ain't going to get this big knock upside the head, you know. That's why the book said, you know, deliver yourself when the time comes. So this thing must was getting here, man, because he used to go off in ranks and stuff, and I was feeding him. I was feet, you know.
Now,
and,
hold on. Tico was a black young man in prison, right?
Yeah, from Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay, Tico was from North Virginia, a black man in prison, and you had begun to start recruiting him, teaching him a lot of the things that you were saying, and you said, go ahead. I just wanted to kind of lay down because I don't think people know who Tico was.
Okay, now, you know, I won't recruit him. You know, that's on him, whatever he do with it. But, So he said, I'm gonna write that bitch Hillary and suck. See what I'm saying? I mean, man, he used to go off, right? And so he had nicked the police or did something to the police and they locked and sent them back there to the zone. That's you know, more punishment, right? So he went on and wrote them people and the Secret Service came down at the Greensville Correctional Center. And because the police, you know, that was big talk amongst the, you know, the COs, you know, that Secret Service coming down here to see Lil Tico, you know. So they come down there and the prison guard bring him up there, you know, so he can talk to the people. And because the CO was telling somebody, we all was watching, you know. We was all watching this, you know, and peeping and everything, right? So after that, you know, Lil Tico went on back. They carried him on back about a week and a half, 2 weeks later, they found Tico hung in the cell.
Why do you think he hung in the cell?
Hold up. They said when he came back from seeing them people, this what they always said that stuck to me. They said, man, I don't know what them people told Tico as, because he came back and laid it down. And that won't like Tico. You know, he laid it down. He was on quiet time indefinitely, you know.
The Secret Service said something to him to make him chill out.
Yeah. But don't nobody know, because he didn't tell nobody. But see, if that would have happened while he was on my wing, he would have told, I would have got it out of him, or he would have voluntarily gave it up to me. But they put something in that boy's head.
You think they put fear in him, like, don't be writing the president no more and all this stuff?
Hey, look, well, let me tell you about this other guy, Peter Kawanja. Peter Kawanja was a security specialist. He had a security firm. He had a security firm where he got a contract with this company, this Cherry Ashcraft company.
Okay, hold on. I just want to know who these people are. Spell his last name, Kawanja.
That's K-A-W-A-N-J-A.
Okay, Peter Kawanja, go right ahead.
This old new, this about 13 years old, probably a little older than that. And he got the security business of the building. You know, they chose him to keep everything safe and everything. So he said, now this was a Cherry Ashcraft company, you know, a flavoring company. You follow me?
Right.
Okay. So he said he started seeing funny activities. And by he being the person that he was, you know, with character and all this, you know, just being a man, you know, he started putting his expertise to work. And what he discovered, he, you know, oh, I forgot, he tapped all the telephones and set up secret cameras and, you know, all the little hidden cameras and everything. So the Chur Extract Company was a front. The company was this stuff with some biological weapons. That's what they was making. It was down there in Florida. I don't forget this. It been so long ago, but it was down in Florida. And they was making the biologicals to send over there to Saddam Hussein. But it was shipped to Texas before it was shipped out of the country. And
are you talking about Peter Kawanja of Kenya?
No. They must have blocked them, took him, them wiped him out of existence because they killed his wife because they couldn't get him like they wanted. They killed his wife, you know. And I've been trying to track him. I done gave up, you know. You know, it's so many people that done put themselves on the line for this generation of people, and they foolish as they want to be. I'm talking about the one when it hit them in their face and they still want to, you know, feel whipping their ass and ain't nothing happen. But let me tell you this, like I said, oh, about Lil Tico, you know, I don't know what they put in Lil Tico head, but, man, they killed my little man. You know, they got him mentally. And he was a soldier. Lil Tico was a soldier. But these people are killers, man. That's like this old thing we're getting ready to face, extension level event. Now everybody.
Oh, hold on. Break that down. What that mean? Break that down. What that mean? A lot of people don't know what you're talking about.
Level event. You know the extension level event. Extension level event. You know about the comet that's supposed to come. They're supposed to come in our atmosphere.
Right. That's what people know it by. Everybody don't know the extension level event. I mean, some people don't know nothing about it. You have to break it down. But go ahead.
Don't say that because you got a lot of people studying too, you know, bro. So
right, but I'm just saying you gotta talk for everybody, though, because everybody don't know what that means. They know what comet means. But go ahead. Talk about it.
Now this prophecies that came from the indigenous, probably came from the indigenous that we saw on Slow Walker. See what I'm saying? Because see, we don't have no record of them. That's nothing. So all we got is this blue cochino and the red cochino and
okay. Hold on. Who is the blue cochino and who is the red cochino? Because folks don't know what you're talking about. What is the blue cochino, red cochino?
The blue cochino is what the white folks call it, the dwarf star. You know, the brown dwarf star. This is what the white people call it. But you know, the more ones that try to be serious, they call it Nibiru, Planet X. You know, the Bible calls it the New Jerusalem, the Crystal City. But see, we're gonna get this rock first. And see, according to the indigenous prophecy, the same black indigenous we saw, you know, some of the little sayings and future sayings, you know, reach light of day, like this one, reach light of day. They said the red cochino is this rock that gonna come and take peace from the earth. You know, like that red horse.
Okay, now just for a second, zero in on what the media calls. See, that's what people at. This is what I try to do. I know where you at. You're going like kind of like the prophetic. You're saying what you think the Bible is saying about this. Right now, let everybody know what you're talking about. You're talking about the comet that a lot of scientists saying is definitely going to hit. You alluded to the Indians, how they spoke about it. Now you mentioned the Bible, how you think the Bible is saying something. I don't know if I see quite what you the way you see the Bible saying that, but I'm just saying, talk about it, but let everybody know what you're talking about. You're talking about the comet that the scientists are saying, and the name of that comet is what?
You know about it, don't you? You know the name of it. You know
right.
the name of it.
Huh? Right. I'm just trying. I'm letting you do your thing, man. But I want you to say, because sometimes you start talking about the interpretation of how you think the Bible is saying it, and you might be right. Maybe the Bible is saying what you're saying, but it's called the It's hold on. It's Elenin. It's the planet Elenin. E L E N I N. Dwarf star. And a lot of people, a lot of smart people are talking about this thing. And some people say it's going to miss the earth to get it. And then some people say, no, it's going to hit the earth. So go for it. Now that everybody knows what we're talking about, now you can talk about whether or not you think it's biblical prophecy coming to, or what, whether or not, you know, you think it's one of the, in Revelation how. Go ahead now.
That was the prophecy. That was the prophecy that them dark indigenous was talking about. That comes from them. See, so much of this. See, we don't know nothing about their writings on the wall and their future sayings for this generation here, because so much been destroyed of these people, you know. All existence, you know, was wiped out. You know, but all we have left is, you know, from what these white people saying, but this blue cappuccino, they said come from the indigenous. So if it come from the indigenous, it came from them black indigenous that came from out of the Grand Canyon, where the Sphinx and mummies and everything back there, the same culture back there the Nile Valley, you know, the pyramids, you know. They said that this red cappuccino, it's going to be two of them, you know, not at the same time. One of them going to come and take peace from the earth, you know. It's going to be, they gave their side of, you know, cataclysmic, you know, earth changes and whatever, right? They had a saying, you know, all that stuff recorded. Them white folks got it. They know who we is. That's why, man, I don't even worry about, you know, spitting this and spitting that. But, you know, now I take it from you because you're doing a good job. You're supposed to. But when I get, you know, when I have a chance to get at their ass and up, everything, by the time they leave me, they see the light of day.
Hold on. Let me say this. Now, you saying white a lot, and I want, you know how I am. I got to do my thing. Now, this show, because I just don't, I know you. Hold on. What was you saying?
No, I said I understand.
You got to be careful how you present stuff. Now, I know
white folks understand. All they waiting for is the black man staying up and be a man. And first you got to be a man in your mind. That's like when I was a little boy, the teacher, I think I was in about the second grade, the teacher was asking different little students what they want to be when they grow up. Little Susan want to be a nurse, and little Johnny want to be a police, and this and that, and all the right. So when she get to me, Joseph, what you want to be when you grow up? You know what I said? I said I want to be a man when I grow up. I was a little boy, and that white woman, come here, Joseph, grab me, man. I thought she was going to squeeze my gizzards out. And man, she told all her teacher friends and things about Joseph. That's all white people want, for you to be a man. Because white people sacrifice a lot. I understand, Brussel. See what I'm saying? And white folks know when they listen to true black people talking. That's all they some of, most of them waiting for us there, like they were trying to wake that damn Malcolm X. They were trying to wake his ass up, but he wanted real elbows with them devils in the United Nations.
I hear you.
You see what I'm saying?
I just want to make sure people understand, because I talk to you all the time, and I know that you truly love all people. But when you say, when I'm getting at them white folks,
I just want to keep it clear. I know I get on people's nerves with this, but I just
hold on. Listen. Because some people don't know that side of you. They don't know you talk like that. They just see you right now livid at these powerful, wicked people. They don't know that just two different people we're talking about. There are white people out there that came and visited you in prison that shared some of the information you got, not all of it, but some of the stuff you know, and you pay homage to them.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying they don't know. Because I talk with you now. We talked about this before. Sometimes we get upset and we start saying the white man, but really we're talking about demonic people that have power, that's wealthy, that don't even look at human beings like other people look. These people are so possessed by Satan, and a lot of them are white, and it's because right now they're the ones that are holding this mantle, or they're holding the power upon the earth. They are the powerful. You know, the Bible talks about the Gentiles ruling, and Israel going to be under the Gentiles at the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled and all this. We're going through this now, and you're frustrated with these powerful people that run our world and happen to wear white skin. I just don't want people that's part of the movement to hear you and be turned off by you, because I know your heart, and I know you ain't talking about them. And you probably was going to say that eventually, but I just wanted to get that out. Now, let's go on with some of the things you were saying, because you was nailing some things down about this comment. I want you to hit that a little harder, because there is a whole lot of information on this net about this comment, man. And I'm not one to believe in stuff like that. It's just too out there to make comments, you know. But I begin to start listening to some of the things you were saying and check it out, and I was shocked. It is a lot of well-known, very smart, educated, PhD, and then I found out there's a lot of prophets in the church that's saying the same thing. When you get the church and science in agreement, we have a problem.
Well, see.
So go ahead and elaborate on that and anything else while we got another 30 minutes left. Keep going. You're doing good, my brother.
Well, see, What shocks me more than that is how can somebody, a man, thousands of years ago, foretell what it's going to be before it happened? You know, a whole time machine. You know, I'm trying to deal with reality and accept reality for what it is, you know, and here, you know, you got stuff recorded. But that was a saying that came from them Indians that blue and that red cochino, you know.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I'm gonna ask you a question because I know people want to ask you this question. Where are you getting this from? Where do you get your information? Like, everybody gets information from me, like, from different people. Like I told you, I get first. My chain of command runs like this. First, the Holy Spirit is the number, that is the only being that can go into these secret meetings and get information and change hearts of some of these wicked people to come clean and throw this information there for us to run with. A lot of people that's in these circles go good, and it's the Holy Spirit. As well as the Holy Spirit can sometimes give you a word of knowledge where you just know something without no proof. And that's okay if you know something without no proof. It's just that people are going to probably doubt it. But sometimes what you're saying, what we say is so powerful, you don't have to know where you got it from. It just sets in your spirit. Sometimes you can hear something, and in your spirit you know it's right.
See,
so
St. John spoke.
I'm saying to you, my question to you is, where did you get a lot of your information from? Like I said, with me, I listen to the Holy Spirit. I also follow the money trail. That's number two. Number three, I interview the bad guy. I always... It's like when you see a fight, two kids fight. You don't listen to one side. I like to listen to Islam talk about America. I want to hear, why do you call them the infidels? Why do you call America the infidels and they send missionaries throughout the whole world? Why would you dare call this nation infidel? When they break it down, I'm like, my God. I listen to Syed Qutb. Hold on. Syed Qutb, SyedKoteb, SyedKoteb. Now, that name right there probably got me flagged by the FBI just saying that name. He is the father of radical Islam. He is the man, the number one voice, mainly for radical Islam. You got the Brotherhood too, but this man is the one that set a lot of this stuff in order. He came to the United States.
Let me tell you about the Brotherhood real quick. That ain't nothing but the Nasta outfit, the Brotherhood. You see what they're doing? They're overthrowing all the taking the power, you know, restructuring everything, putting the Brotherhood in place so they can come up against Israel. You know, that's what the conflict going to come from that region, you know, because it's so much activity going on in Egypt. It don't make sense. Let me tell you about how me and my wife was in Alexandria. I saw a white boy with a Ham and Sukkah T-shirt on, and I asked my wife, I said, baby, can I go ahead and say it the way I said it, because it's kind of funny. See what I'm saying?
Okay, go ahead.
So I saw the white boy with the Ham and Sukkah on, right? I said, baby, look, they go a communist over there right there, you know? I said, you know, and I started, you know, telling her they look revolutionary, Marxist, you know, conflicts and everything, right? I said, baby, give me the camera so I can go there and shoot that motherfucker. And my wife said, no, Joe, don't shoot him. I said, baby, give me the camera. I ain't going to shoot him. Give me the camera, you know. But she never gave me the camera. I was going to walk up there and shoot his picture. And probably ask my wife, come on, and take both of us a picture, you know. That's the way I do it. I pull up on you, you know, and I ain't talking about in no disrespectful way. And I told my wife, I said, look, whenever you see something like that, something getting ready to happen over here. And when they went at Egypt, I asked my wife, do you remember, you know, when I asked you that question? She said, somewhat, but I ain't understood, you know. You know, wherever you see him, this was a white boy over there in Alex. And about 7 months later, that's when everything kicked off, because my wife stayed over there a month, and after she left, because I was mad because she didn't want to stay. So after she left, I went on down to Luxor to the people that looked just like me, and they loved me to death. I stayed with them people four and a half months.
Did y'all go up to Cairo?
Yeah, we went to Cairo. But see, I ain't know nothing about Luxor. See, if I know anything about Luxor, I would say, come on, baby, let's go there Luxor. She probably would have liked Luxor, and we probably would have stayed over there.
Let me ask you this quick question, because I got to ask you this. You talk about Bible prophecy. You know, you got your own little way of talking about things, you know, and you know, I'm letting you just do, I'm letting you be comfortable, okay? Because that's you. I invited you as a guest, I'm letting you be comfortable. Now, I want to ask you a question. What Egyptology, how do you see it playing into this whole end time event? In your studies and your research, the different people you met, what does it have to do? I go with the scriptures. Because
yeah.
I feel like the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. What does that mean to those of us that research the New World Order and One World Government and secret society? What does that mean? That means everything is on a cycle. If there's nothing new under the sun, that means everything is repeating itself. And you are as good as understanding world history by understanding the cycles. If there's nothing new under the sun, listeners and Joseph, that means everything is repeating. You can sit back. That's how old people do. They old and they don't get around and listen to every news channel, but they can oftentimes tell you what's going to happen because it repeats after a while. It repeats. So
true.
What cycles, if any, did you learn from going to Egypt? You went to Luxor, you went to Cairo, you went all up and down the Nile Valley. Did you learn anything either on the trip or after the trip about what is going to happen, like with this comet, with the Federal Reserve, with the IMF, with the World Health Organization, with the New World Order, Rockefeller, Bilderberg, all these folks that you talk about? What did you get any insight from your Egyptologist friend?
Oh, no, I didn't talk. Where them people that look like me, they brown skinned and everything. There's a couple of black ones, you know. But I was amongst the people. They have full knowledge of that ancient culture. I'm telling you too. They know the deal. But they won't let that stupid ass Islam go. They wouldn't let that go. But my take of it all, when I was over there and I saw them temples. And see, I didn't pay to go
now,
see this stuff.
Hold on. Now, Joseph. Now, now I'm letting you be a little free now. But this is something I'm gonna ask you this now. There are a lot of people that follow Prophet Muhammad. Now, listen to me.
Yeah.
It is very disrespectful when you say that stupid
ass. I understand. We're wasting time.
Hold on.
I'm gonna clean it up. I'm gonna clean it up in the end,
okay.
Though. You know, what I was saying. Those people have full knowledge of that ancient history over there, but they won't let. I shouldn't have said stupid Islam, but Islam don't belong to us. That what put us in a whole lot of this old foolishness now. You know, they got jealous of us and but see, that part of the curses that, you know, we had to go through. See what I'm saying? But I see them people as the same people as me, you know, because like I told you now, I was amongst these people. I was living with them, you know, breaking bread. They eat in the flow. And all of them, they don't see how we eat at different times. When them people put that tray in the floor like Chinese people do, and a big thing of bread, everybody break that bread off, and you have like eight dishes in the middle of it, and all they do is sop it up. They work their thumb with all that, you know, with all that bread and everything, and sop it up. Had me eating like that, eating the ancient way. You know, that them people still live the same way, you know. One of my friends, well, he said he can trace his bloodline back when they left Saudi Arabia. He said, my ancestors lived up, he said, when they came up off of the rocks, they built this house where they in now. He said it's the oldest house that's in the village. And he lived distance from the temple in Harbor City. I went all up in there at nighttime. They know the gods, because the gods look like us. They just sitting out front, you know. And he told the god, that he wanted to walk me through that, you know, see the stuff, you know. I ain't pay no money. Harbor City, I went up in there without paying a dime. You know.
Okay, now let's roll it back into end time events, world, what's happening in our world. You had mentioned anything you want to talk about real quick. We got 15 minutes, and I want you to just share with some people, because you got a lot of researchers out here, a lot of people in this chat room, as you see. You know, we've had at least several people come and go out of this chat room. Most of them stayed, and they're really locked into you. So. Give them some other things to go research. As far as finding out what's going on, how to be more astute, what are some places to study it? I'll tell you something you do very well, at least with me you do. Name some of the sources, because you are full of different websites to go to, different books to read, different videos to see. Why don't you go ahead and share some of that? That way they can go and say, oh, I'm going to check that out. I'm going to buy that book. I'm going to go here. I'm going to see that movie. I mean, just share some of the resources, because you are a world of, I mean, you've told me things I never even heard of. I mean, I've been around the block a few times. Go ahead.
See, I ain't never finished the thing about Peter Kawanja neither. But anyway, back to, you know, what you were just saying. Don't have enough time. The only time left now is to make you a little preparation, get you some winter clothes now, because this thing leading into the winter. Because the book said,
okay,
don't let your flight be in the wintertime. See what I'm saying?
That's the Bible, right?
Yeah.
Now let me say this real quick. I can tell everybody one thing you can do. People, listen to me. Please check out those two brothers he mentioned earlier. Spell their names, the two brothers Joseph.
They need to check out Wim Papps, the one that sued Gerald Ford for them building them holding facilities for people back then in the United States. This was
better known as concentration camps. That's what everybody know for. He's talking about the lawsuit between William Papps and President Gerald Ford, and this man had all his proof about concentration camps. It's all over the net. Here's another one. And again, just because some on the net don't mean it's true. But this is government documents.
You can get the number, go and look it up. You can go and take the docket number to the federal building. And look at the whole I forgot what they call it, but you can look up the whole daggone case. It'll probably be five reams of paper.
Right. Yeah.
Look the whole case up.
Now that's some serious documented information on that, but you can also find on that as well. And in this document, you'll see the.
Let me tell you this, brother. See, they was in making preparations to come against the United States in the 80s. A lot of people didn't even know that. And guess who saved the day for the people? The Most High. The Most High. It rained so much down there in South America that because they had the stuff hid in caves and underground caverns and things. I mean, they spent money digging out a lot of earth to put all that military logistics in. And the Most High sent so much rain that it destroyed that stuff, and the invasion was gonna come under the South Belly, like they always said. The invasion gonna come through the underbelly of the United States. They were setting it up then, and they were setting something up just I think it was about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, when we had that bad winter up in the Northwest. Where it snowed so much and everything, because that snow ticket messed a lot of the bar burns. You need grease for that, you know, for them tanks and armor personnel and stuff. You need oil. That stuff need to be oil. It snowed so bad, just about covered it, you know, the military equipment up and things. So they had to regroup then. I'm telling you, Daniel gave us the example of a leopard. And what's the nature of a leopard? He gets in his high brush and he see that gazelle or that wildebeest or whatever he want to eat. He see it and he's stalking. Every step is calculated and recorded. And when he leap, he get his man by the throat. I'm telling you, that's what stalking America. That what I'm trying to tell you, brother, you know, school is out. And close your books, because when I heard the brother say that, I caught on to it right then and there. It's happening and now. They done
When you say close the books, what you mean is close the traditional, what they're trying to tell you and get the real truth. I just want people to understand what you mean. Close the traditional books, like what CBN is saying, ABC is saying, what they're trying to teach in school. They trying to lead us all down one path, close those books, but open up a whole nother book of research.
Yeah, and see, look, I'm going to go ahead and say this because I want to say this. They got these guillotines over here. They've been over here for a number of years now. That was during the time when I was in the system. That's old information. Remember when I told you when them cranes, a whole pallet, a kratom fell off the crane? And customs reigned and attacked it and looking at it like, what the hell is I'm looking at? So they take it back to where they want to take it in secrecy and put it together. They looking at a guillotine. All the custom guys looking at each other. They put everything back and they put a surveillance on it. And checked out the paperwork because it came from Japan. And that's who who got the money for the manufacturing of that, and they recorded where the shipment was going. The shipment was going to all the military, well, United Nations bases where Bill Clinton closed. All them guillotines was scattered out through all the bases they done closed. And anybody that say that that's a lie or try to debunk it, that's on you. You are agent, whatever. I ain't got nothing to do with it. That's reality. You got guillotines over here. And let me tell you something. This system where they got set up.
Now, hold on. I might be a little bit behind, but I don't know what guillotines are. What's guillotine?
Guillotine is them French things, off with your head or something like that.
Oh, okay, my bad, man. I told you. All right, I see what you're saying. So you say it was going to bases, and they actually using these at military bases.
Yeah, they set up. They set up now. The whole program is set up. And remember I told you about the Fusion Center, about this computer system where the paper comes out and correlates itself when it hit the ground, when it hit the floor?
Right.
See,
Somebody asked, I follow you. Somebody asked if you believe in the rapture.
No, I mean, the rapture of Revelation chapter 12. See, bro, remember you were saying what's the solution of it all? Revelation chapter 12, you read Revelation chapter 12, you know, because see, the 144,000 are going to get taken first. And then those who going to have that spirit to play out Revelation chapter 12, that you know, everything going to be going down. Those who going into the wilderness going to be protected. You know, when you look at the letters, you know, the words and everything, the verses, when you read it, you know, it's going to be protected, you know, crossing that Red Sea again.
What do you mean by crossing Red Sea again?
Revelation chapter 12, you know, you said, you know, all this bad stuff going on and everything, you know, what's the solution? Revelation chapter 12 is the solution. If you that person who's wired in and you have that royalty where them people coming they grab you by the hand and carry you, lead you. Yeah. See, it's gonna be some people that gonna be led out of this stuff here.
Well, that's good to know that the Most High is going to deliver everybody. That is your solution, because that's not everybody's solution. Some people believe science is a solution. Some people believe just destroy the whole earth is a solution. So that's good. Let me just say this real quick. Anybody got a question in the chat room, please type it real fast. And anybody got a comment on the phone line, press 1 on the phone where I can get this in. We got like 6 minutes. So, but I appreciate you just doing this again, man. I tell you, I'm trying to tell people, you just Keep coming. You ain't even done talking. I can tell you can go another 2 hours.
Look,
and a lot of
let me say this
show
real quick.
Hold on. A lot of people in the chat room, just so you know, because you don't have time to read all this, but some people say they wish that it never ended because, you know, you're sharing so much. So I want to just, hold on, let's see here if there's any questions. Fatima, do you know what about the secrets of Fatima?
Kachina?
F-A-T-I-M-A, Fatima.
That must be the Kachina, ain't it? I'm trying to pull up.
Well, maybe they'll explain the question a little later on. But like I said, if anybody have any comments, hit press 1 and I'll go ahead and ask. But anyway, man, go ahead and dwell a little bit long on the solution, then we're going to wrap this up.
Okay, well, let me say this. And to white people who listening that's on this program tonight, I'm telling you, you better dip your hands in the blood of the Lamb and ask for forgiveness for every evil thought that you had in your mind towards black people. I'm telling you, dip your hand in that blood now. And the blood of the Lamb and look at black people in a way you never did before. Like you never did before.
Why do you say that to white people? Why do you say that to white people? I mean, they probably feel like,
Let me say it. I'm going to give it to you. Because, see, they are the ones that, you know, the Most High put them in power. See, the Most High don't give everybody a little power, a little taste of this leadership and dominance. Now, they got to deal with this. They got to deal with this. This thing, your daughters already been bitted off. The other nations say they want them blonde. They want the blondes. And the Chinese echelons been telling the Chinese boys, the soldiers, your bride is over in the West. It's over in the West. Because remember, they've been killing all the girls and letting the boys live. See, that was a part. All that policy stuff come from when Nixon used to go over there. That's when everything was setting up. They were telling China then, get your house in order because you got a role to play. But they get ready to kill this white man and his daughter going. Everybody want that pretty little white girl. Everybody want her. All the nations want her.
Hold on. Who you saying everybody want the white man? Who is this everybody you talking about?
See, when a country is being targeted for takeover, they take your women and they take your children. Like Serge Manette said, they're going to snatch the children. They're going to be sex slaves for the soldiers, and they're going to be offered up in demonic sacrifices. Yes, you got a lot of deep underground.
I see that happening, but I don't think it's happening like in the movies. I see it happening.
But I don't watch movies.
Hold on. Hold your paw for a second. I see what you just described happening exactly like you said, but it's not happening like I'm sure, I don't know how what most people think, but it's not like in the movies where the soldiers come here, you girl. It ain't like that. It's a culture where your women is just turned into whores, where your women is brought out of the house instead of watching their they brought into the workforce, and they treat you like whores, and that's how I see what you just said coming to pass. But listen, I got 60 seconds. I'm about to lose everybody in the chat room. Anybody on the phone line will be able to hear us, but everybody on the chat room won't. So you got like 60 seconds to say goodbye to them, and then we'll go ahead and wrap this up. So you got 60 seconds. And what we'll probably do is a part three, because I can tell you got more to say. So you got 60 seconds to just tell everybody goodbye, and we'll see them next week, and then we'll just wrap this up with a song, okay? You got 60 seconds. Probably now I'm like 45. Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to say to everybody that tune in tonight, you know what you know, and you know what you're seeing. Let's do what you're supposed to do, because the United States is being targeted for takeover, and they're here. They all around us, and they all about you.
And
don't
I agree.
Let them get you on your knees.
I agree. Folks, we're going to probably do another part because I can tell he's not done. The Bible does say that America will fall. It's just we are the whore that straddles the water. So, anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll just go ahead and end out with a song. Thank you again, Joseph, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, look, we're going to finish. I mean, you have anything you say to me off off the record, on the other side?
Yeah, right now we lost. Everybody that's listening online is no longer listening. Only people listening is those that's on the phone lines. And then anybody listening to this in the archives will be able to listen. Like if somebody want to listen later on to the archives, they hear all what we're saying too. So anybody listening after today can hear everything we're saying. Anybody that's on the phone line can hear everything we're saying. It's just people that's listening on their computers, they're gone. So go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, I just wish some people would have called in and added on or which side, they want to be on, Just call in and get some feedback or something,
Well, some people is intimidated. Some people, even if they raise their hand, I probably wouldn't have let them say nothing. I mean, sometimes I don't always do that. It depends on what you're talking about. Is it, you know, are you on the road, or are we trying to get out? Yeah, but there are people that are saying right now, there are people in the chat room right now saying thank you. They enjoyed it. Several people, and I think I've never seen this many people in our in my chat room in as far as Five Smooth Stones. So I appreciate you doing what you do, man. I know I've seen several people, and I look for these numbers to be really high. But anyway, more importantly, you did, I think, a good job in introducing different things that are going on to the for the people to go and research. It's just how you do. It's just how you do, because they can't get this in a lot of these churches. Churches ain't going to say the things you said, especially the way you said them. So I think it was a good thing that you was able to get the truth out there, get subjects out there, you know, put some stuff on people's mind, and they'll go and they'll research and they'll ask questions and they'll look at YouTube videos and they'll look at websites and they'll go to the library. That's all we can do is just shed light on different subjects, shed light on different subjects, shed light on different subjects. And that's what you did. You talked to I don't know how many topics you hit, but you hit a lot. Next time, next week, hopefully, we will do the same or even more, you know, because my thing is getting out the information, because it is a lot. When something is true, you can prove it a lot of ways. When something is a lie, you got to always make up another lie to cover the first lie. It is true that America is going to fall economically, for sure. It is true that the economy is going to collapse. That is a known fact. Now, about the comment, I don't know about that. About some of the other things you said, it's just knowledge to me. So I needed to hear a lot of what you said, because even I don't know a lot of the things you were saying. So, and that's not a big deal, because I don't know a lot of things.
Yeah, ain't no but information, you know, just, you know, you just want it in the right place. Or, you know, it ain't no but information, you know.
Right, that's true. I understand. Well, listen, man, let me go out. Let me do this. Hold on a second. My computer is moving a little slow. It always does this round about now. But I just appreciate
you
coming on, man. What was that?
How many people you got online now?
I can't see it because I can't flip over to that screen. But listen, man, my computer's slow. I don't know if it's because of the cache, how much information, because I got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 windows open, and I think that's probably I got too much stuff going on. But listen, I'm going to go ahead and end the show. Thank you for joining us, Joseph, and we'll just do this again next week. We'll do it part 3 next week, and just continue to do what you do, get information together like you've done a very good job. And we'll just go ahead and have you on for part 3. So those that are still listening, we still got people listening, just join us next week for part 3. And y'all will, this brother, I'm
hey,
telling
look,
you.
Hey, look, do this for me, brother. Do this for me.
Hold on,
from
hold on,
one
wait, hold on. One second. This brother here can go, because this is what he did for 15 years when he was in prison. And out of prison as well. So you got a lot more. You got a lot more information. Go ahead. I'm gonna give you the last words.
Open just one line.
No. I want you to press one. If they don't press one on their phone, I'll tell you what I will do. Let me put the people on the spot. Hold on 1 second. Let's put some people on the spot. Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right, area code 914. I know you didn't ask the question, but Brother Johnson want to know how you appreciated the show tonight.
Or whatever, how he see what he see, you know.
Okay, hold on. Let's see, make sure he want to answer. This is to the person with the area code 914-762. You're on the air. If you want to comment, you don't have to comment. But what do you think of the show tonight?
I appreciate you, brothers. I caught the tail end, so I'll have to go to the archives. But thank you very much, and you're very much appreciated, Brother Seth and Brother Johnson.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. I appreciate you responding. I know I put you on the spot, but he just was wanting a little feedback. And I'm going to go to one other call, and then we're going to wrap this up, okay? But thank you for coming.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. And I'll repeat.
Okay, area code 740792. If you want to, you can comment. You don't have to. What do you think of the show tonight?
It was great, my big homie. It was all right. I appreciate the knowledge you give, bro. And to the rest of y'all, just eat the meat, spit out the bones. Feel me? Shalom.
Hey.
Well,
one more brother. One more brother. One more brother. One more.
No, listen, man, we have got to go, honestly. I shouldn't do that because some people really don't want to be. Otherwise, they would press 1 when we said comment. So I'm going to wrap this thing up.
Oh, they got depressed. Okay.
Yeah, we just
you call me
tomorrow. Say that again?
You call me tomorrow when you get some free time?
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk. But listen, I want to thank everybody again. Please listen to the archives. If y'all appreciate the show, follow the show and click on the share button and send this show to your friends. But we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. I want to thank Brother Johnson again. I'm going to go ahead and mute you, Joseph. But again, thank you. I appreciate everything you've done tonight, okay?
Peace.
So, everybody have a good night.
Welcome, Kingdom of God.
Ready, yeah.